Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The way you judge others is the way God is going to judge you.
Be Holy.
Welcome back to Be Holy. We're glad that everybody's going over to that podbean.com and downloading the broadcast. We're also on Spotify. So you can get us wherever you want to get us. you can find us wherever you're looking. I guarantee you that. Listen, today we're going to talk about judging. Now, people judge all the time. I mean, even I judge. You judge. People judge you. But the key is knowing how to have mercy in your judgment. Now, it's going to be hard for you to judge while you're upset with somebody. I mean, some people have that gift who can just see through and talk through and say whatever needs to be said, even though they're upset. But most of us, we really need to think about what we say before we say it, especially when we're upset. So, even if you're, let's say you're not even upset. Let's just say you see something and you see somebody and you make a judgment call. Well, just remember, when you make that judgment call, the way you make that judgment call, remember, God is going to judge you that way. The way you judge others is the way God is going to judge you. And you know what? God is the righteous judge. He knows where to place all the mercy. So if you want God to use mercy on you, what are you supposed to do? Use mercy on everybody else. You might see something that might, hey, it might be right what you're saying, but you have to make sure that you're not angry in your judgment, that you're not playing God in your judgment. You're not trying to control them with your judgment. And then the other thing is making sure that you're not guilty of the same thing. That's key. You can't judge somebody of one thing and you're guilty of it too. At least get it out of your eye. Then you can tell them that they need to get it out of their eye. You stop and then you can tell them they need to stop. It's going to be kind of hard for you to judge people and you're guilty of the same thing. I mean, I know we see it in politics all the time. The very thing that they use this thing called projection. You know, they whatever that they're saying that you're doing and getting everybody to look at you, they're doing it. That very thing that they're doing. So whatever they're describing about you is what they're doing. That's projection. People do it all the time. And then act as if there's nothing wrong. No one will ever find out. And trust me, they do. They just do. Now, if you're going to judge a thing, it's best to find out how God thinks about it. Before you say something is wrong, find out what God says is wrong. Or find out if God says that thing is wrong. If God says that thing is right and you say it's wrong and you're going around with an attitude and you're talking about, oh, yeah, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. The only person wrong is you. But if you find out how God thinks about it, you find out how he thinks about whatever the situation is, whatever it is that you're judging, whatever you're calling it on a carpet or whatever, or calling someone on the carpet about, you find out what God thinks about that. And then you're able to make a better judgment call and you'll have more mercy, because 9 times out of 10, when we see how other people are doing things and we find out how God looks at it, we immediately look at ourselves and go, am I doing that? Yeah, sometimes you have to ask yourself, am I doing that very same thing that I'm talking about this person, or I'm telling this person not to do, or I'm saying that I don't like about that person? Am I doing the same thing? That's a question you need to ask yourself. At some time or another, you're going to have to ask, am I doing that thing? All right, let's go over to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, we'll read verse 1. Matthew 7, verse 1. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. For you will be treated as you treat others. So if you don't walk around with a judgment stick in your hand, beating people over the head, no one's going to do that to you. Yeah. For you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. The standard that you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. Do you get that? Verse number 3. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own eye? How can you think of saying to your friend, let me help you? Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't even see past your own log in your own eye. That's being a hypocrite. Verse number 5, hypocrite. First, you get rid of the log in your own eye. Then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Get rid of your log and then you can get this. You know, that's like, let's say I have a wooden pole sticking out of my arm, and I'm going over to a person talking about, let me help you get that splinter out of your finger. First of all, get the wooden pole out of my arm so that I can help the other person get the splinter out of their finger. Because my pole in my arm is going to get in the way. I can't reach your hand with that pole sticking out of my arm. It's in the way. I can't get close enough to your hand to get the splinter out. So get mine out, get the pole out of my arm, and then I can get your splinter out. See? Verse number 5 again. Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye. Then you will be able to see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. I wish they would do that with Donald Trump. I get people always saying, oh, Trump did this, he's been this, and he's been that, and he's been sued. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been sued? Oh, no, I've never been sued. Maybe because you don't have enough money to be sued. People with money get sued. Maybe you haven't done enough business to be sued. People sue for all kinds of things. It's not always because you're doing something wrong, but because somebody might want to get something out of you. They might want to try to push you to do something for them, so they sue you. But see, if you don't know that arena and you're just out there judging, you've never even made $1 billion, but you're judging somebody who's watching over a $1 billion company and running the United States. You don't know what that job entails. When were you? Okay, this is the one thing I love to ask them. Oh, Donald Trump is this. And listen, I don't support none of them. I don't support either side. I'm just telling you what I hear. Donald Trump does this. Donald Trump's that. I said, well, when were you ever elected president? When did you get the job description? You don't know the job description. You don't know what it cost that man to try to sit there and run the country. And everybody's after you, and everybody's talking about you, and everybody's pulling you down. I mean, and I would tell people all the time, black men and black women, you guys should understand what President Trump is going through more than anybody. That's a white man in an office, and they're throwing stones at him, trying to bring him down. That's what you've been experiencing all your life, Mr. Black people. That's what you've been experiencing. So you should automatically side with him just because you understand his plight. But no, somebody told you to hate him. Somebody told you to judge him. and you don't even live in his world. You've never even been in his world. You've never been in his hotels. You had never even seen him. You never even met him. But you're judging him as if you know him. I use Donald Trump all the time just because, or President Trump all the time, just because people, when I start talking about Jesus and the devil and the saints and the believers, they'd act like they can't hear that. But when I start pulling out Trump, then they understand. They understand then. See, they'll go and judge him, but they don't understand that the same way you judging him, what you think you know about him, the same thing that you're going to use to judge him, God's going to judge you. I just hope the man succeeds. Why would I sit there and hope that he fails? Because if he fails, I fail. I live in a country where he's the leader. Not that I'm saying okay to everything he's doing. No. If it's something wrong, it's something wrong. But at the same time, if you understanding the wrong, understand the good stuff too. Balance it out so your judgment is better. So that your judgment is better. Your judgment has to be better. It has to be righteous judgment. You can't just like dislike people and then righteously judge them. That's not going to work because you have something against them. That's that pole sticking out of my arm trying to get the splinter out your finger. It's something that you have against them. So therefore, there's nothing he can do that's right. Nothing. Nothing he can do that's right. Everything he says, everything he does is going to sound like a negative thing. Everything he says and does, everything will sound is going to look negative. And then that's when you start judging. But see, the thing is, they never even read this verse. They never read it. Where it talks about you judging people and God, same scale that you're using to judge him, God's going to judge you. Judge not others. And you will not be judged for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And God, I'm telling you, we need all the mercy we can get. So a lot of times, yeah, if he does something wrong, call him on it. But at the same time, you better have righteous judgment because it's not right for us to sit there and call him out of his name and say all these things. Well, he calls people's names. That's not your problem. That don't mean that you do it. You're supposed to do what's right. And half the time he's calling names because other people are calling them names. You punch a dog and then watch that dog bite you. You hit a dog and watch him bite you. That's what happens. And not that it's right, but that's what happens. So listen, don't use your own human judgment. Use God's judgment. So that you'll do what is right and say what is right to people without being wrong. All right, we're running out of time. Listen, don't ever throw in the towel. Don't ever give up. No matter what happens, you keep your head up, believe God, and move forward.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.